Would the Senate please come to order? Would members please vote to indicate their presence?
Roll shows 18 members present this morning. Senator Taylor is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Thank you. If members would please stand, our chaplain today is the Reverend Wilson Valentine of St. Brendan's Episcopal Church.
In this brief moment in a day which holds the challenges and demands of our calling to serve, we take time to thank our God who creates the mist on the mountains, controls the waves on the oceans, and blesses all living things with abundance. We ask your guidance in all that we do, knowing that we have limited charge over this part of your creation. Assist us to see the great abundance in the world around us and not be fearful of any boundaries in our vision. Drive far from us in our deliberations the myth of scarcity, and help us, the stewards of this vast state, to care for and remember the well-being of all those who live, work, or visit here. When the work for this day is complete, take us in safety and repose to a place where we may relax and renew ourselves for another day. For it is in your abundance that we live and perform our elected duties. Amen.
Amen. Senator Green, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman?
I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Senator Mackey?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Lehman be excused from the call of the Senate for medical reasons. Senator Lehman was involved in an accident and received some injuries, so we'll take it up on a daily basis to see when he can return back to the Senate.
Hearing no objection, Senator Lehman will be excused from the call of the Senate for the day. Madam Secretary, would you please certify the journal?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 95th, 96th, and 97th legislative days.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journals are certified. And that brings us to the introduction of guests. Do we have guests this morning? Senator Hoffman?
Yes, Madam President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to the body Unalaska School Board members. Please stand as I read your names. Sharon Livingston, Don Graves, Debbie Arndon, and Rick Kanowski. I mispronounced your name. Please help me welcome them to the table. Madam President, I also have board members from the Upit School District. Please help me welcome Mike Williams, Willie Casale, Sam Peter, David Glila, John Wise, and Joe Slatz. Please help me welcome them to the table.
For the guests. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I have two special guests to introduce to the body today. First is a constituent in the Senator Miller's gallery. Her name is Vivian Laurie. She's a resident of the Anchorage Pioneer Home and an Anchorage resident since 1919, and the mother of Anchorage Assembly Chair Fayvon Gimmigan. So please help me welcome to the Senate Vivian Laurie. Vivian. I also have a constituent a friend here who's a constituent of the senator from Juneau. She's the daughter of Bernice Hansen, who works in my office and was introduced a few days ago. Her name is Danielle Hansen. She's age 10 and goes to Mendenhall Elementary here in Juneau. Please help me welcome our new young friend to the Senate.
Further introductions, Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Miller's gallery is a longtime friend and constituent, and the son of Vivian Laurie, Bob Laurie.
Further introductions, Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. I have some friends in Senator Miller's gallery behind me that are in town for the school board conference that's taking place. First from Kodiak, the president of the school board, Norm Wooten, members Pat Jacobson and Jack McFarland, and Betty Walters, the superintendent from Kodiak. If you could help me welcome them.
Senator Mackey.
And further, from Craig, from my hometown, Daryl Johnson, who's the superintendent of schools, and my longtime friend, Paul Thibodeau, who's the president of the school board there as well.
Further introductions? Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Madam President. I have some friends that are in the Ziegler Gallery that I'd like to introduce. From the Yukon Flats School District, James Nathaniel from Chalkeetsuk, Mac Carter, who is a board member, and Virginia Gilbert, also board member, Sharon Carroll, who is with the Fort Yukon High School, and then I've got two very special guests today, my nieces, that are twins that I helped to deliver, and I can't tell you how many years ago that was, Leah and Brooke Woods from Rampart. Please help me welcome them.
Further introductions, Senator Adams.
Thank you, Madam President. I have one from my district with the Bering Strait School District. If you'll help me welcome Sam Tork, please.
Senator Mackey.
One other constituent of mine actually still is my constituent from Skagway, Carl Rose, who's the executive director of the School Board Association, who I've not had an opportunity to introduce this year, has also joined us in the Miller Gallery. Please welcome him.
Further introductions? Are there messages from the governor?
May I have a brief at ease, please?
Would the Senate please stand at ease? Would the Senate please come back to order? We were briefly moving on, but we'll go back to introduction of guests. Senator Elton?
Thank you, Madam President. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a guest page today. Not a constituent, but living with a constituent that many of you know, Nancy Slagle. Maria Wikstrand is an exchange student from Sweden and will be helping us on the floor today and I think the next few days. And if the body could help me welcome her, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Further guests, Senator Hoffman.
President, we've been joined in the gallery behind me by someone from the lower Kuskokwim School District. Please help me welcome John and Guy.
Introductions, messages from the governor.
Messages dated April 23rd. On this date, I have signed the following bills and transmitted in gross and roll copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permit filing. CS HB 76 Rules AMS relating to an exemption from and deferral of payment on municipal taxes on deteriorated property, Chapter 8. House Bill 10, extending the termination date of the Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, Chapter 9. Sincerely, Tony Knowles, Governor. And these are all the messages this morning, Madam President.
Are there messages from the House?
Message dated April 23rd, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration CSHB 69 finance amended by the House Finance Committee, an act requiring certain reports or information from alcoholic beverage licenses that are also limited liability organizations relating to powers of employees of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to investigate violations of certain criminal laws relating to regulation of alcoholic beverage licenses issued to limited liability organizations relating to brew pub license. As relating to package store licenses, relating to a licensee's violation of laws relating to alcoholic beverage licensing, sales, and distribution, and to imposition, monitoring, and enforcement of conditions imposed on alcoholic beverage licensees that are recommended by a local governing body and that are required to be imposed on an alcoholic beverage licensee unless the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board determines the recommended conditions are arbitrary, capricious, or unreasonable, relating to consumption of alcoholic beverages on licensed premises, relating to the liability of a member of a limited liability organization who also holds an alcoholic beverage license, extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to June 30, 2003, relating to residency requirements for obtaining an alcoholic beverage license, providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Are there standing committee reports?
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 7 relating to the University of Alaska and University Land. Recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute. Signed to pass, Senator Torkelson, co-chair. Senators Wilkin, Lehman, Donnelly, and Pete Kelly. Signed no recommendation, Senators Phillips and Adams. Previous fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill Number 7 has no further referral.
Rules.
Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 139 relating to labeling of fish and fisheries products as farmed or wild or natural. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute. Signed to pass. Senator Taylor, Vice Chair, Senators Mackey and Pete Kelly, signing no recommendation, Senator Lincoln, signing do not pass, Senator Green. Zero fiscal note. Attached, Senate Bill 139 has no further referral.
Rules.
Resources Committee considered Senate Bill 142, Infestations and Diseases of Timber, recommends a committee substitute. Signing DuPass, Senator Taylor, Vice Chair. Signing no recommendation, Senators Mackey, Pete Kelly, and Green. Fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 142 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Resources Committee considered CS for House Joint Resolution Number 15, Resources relating to support for the American Land Sovereignty Protection Act. Signing DuPass, Senator Taylor, Vice Chair. Senators Pete Kelly and Green. Signing no recommendation, Senator Mackey, Senator Lincoln. Previous House zero. Fiscal note. CS for House Joint Resolution Number 15, Resources has no further referral.
Rules.
Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 93 relating to names of businesses and organizations. Senate Bill 107, Tourism and Tourism Marketing, recommends calendar. Signed the report, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. Rules Committee considered CS for House Bill 27 Hess, Graduate Student Loans. Signed for placement in the calendar, Senator Tim Kelly, Chair, Senators Miller and Pierce. Signed for placement in the calendar and due pass, Senator Lehman. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. These bills appear on today's calendar. Those are all standing committee reports. Madam President.
Would the Senate please stand the days? Please come back to order. Or would the Senate please come back to order? Secretary, too. Are there special committee reports?
Report dated April 23. Dear Mr. Speaker and Madam President, the Conference Committee considering Senate CS for House Bill 50 MS and CS for House Bill Number 50 Finance Budget Reserve Supermajority failed appropriations for the ARPA and Loan Program expenses of state government, and Senate CS for House Bill Number 51 Finance MS and CS for House Bill Number 51 Finance appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of the mental health program, respectfully request limited powers of free conference on the following specific points. These have been distributed. Signed the report, Senator Representative Mulder, Terrio, and Grusendorf, Senate members, Senator Parnell, Torgerson, and Adams.
This time I am granting limited powers of free conference on the specific points that have been requested. The Secretary, please notify the House.
Those are all the special committee reports this morning.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill Number 164 by the Senate Finance Committee, an act amending the size of grants for which the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation must allocate at least 50% of endowment income and amending the maximum amount of the grant that the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation may award for the development of the Kodiak Launch Complex and Fairbanks Satellite Ground Station Space Park and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
That brings us to consideration of the day of the calendar.
Senate Bill Number 93 by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the names of businesses and organizations and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considers the bill, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Signed DuPass, Senator Mackey, Chair, Senators Tim Kelly, Lehman, and Donnelly. Signed no recommendation, Senator Hoffman. Finance Committee considers the bill, recommends the Finance Committee substitute. Signed DuPass, Senator Torkerson, Co-Chair, Senator Lehman. Signing no recommendation, Senator Parnell, co-chair, Senators Pete Kelly, Adams, Wilkin, and Green. Rules recommends calendar, Senator reports from Tim Kelly, chair, Senators Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Senator Ellis signed under other recommendations. There are two committee substitutes this morning.
Senator Torgerson.
Madam President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Finance Committee CS for Senate Bill 93 has been adopted.
CS for Senate Bill Number 93, Finance by the Senate Finance Committee. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that CS for SB 93, Finance be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we are in third reading.
CS Senate Bill 93, Finance, an act relating to the purposes of certain businesses and corporations, relating to the names of businesses and organizations, relating to the registration under the Alaska Trademark Act of marks that resemble the name of another business or organization, and providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 93 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the Secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Bill 93 Finance has passed the Senate. The vote was 18 ayes and 0 nays. Senator Mackey, effective date.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, roll call on final passage for CS Senate Bill 93 Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill number 107 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to tourism and tourism marketing, eliminating the Alaska Tourism Marketing Council and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, recommends the committee substitute, signing due pass center signing no recommendation center Mackey Chair Centers Lehman and Donnelly. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends the Finance Committee substitute, signing due pass center Torgerson Co-Chair Centers Pete Kelly Donnelly, signing no recommendation center Parnell Co-Chair Centers Phillips Green, Adams and Wilkin. Center Lehman signed amend. Rules recommends calendar. Signed report. Center Tim Kelly Chair. Centers Miller, Lehman, and Pierce. Center Ellis signed under other recommendations. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Torgerson.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee version be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
There is objection. Senator Ellis.
President, could we, I objected for purposes of explanation of the differences or the changes made in finance.
Senator Torgerson.
Thank you. Members want to follow along with the bill. We made about 15 changes. Page 2, line 21, we deleted subsection H. Page 4, line 1, we inserted the visitor center was specified as being the one in Tope, which is currently the only one they operate. Page 4, line 2, we specified that research must be related to tourism. Page 5, line 3, we inserted or fails to accept an offer within a reasonable time. That had to do with the amount of time that the qualified trade organization could or would have to accept a proposal. Page 5, line 8, we inserted words are appropriated after the word source. Page 5, line 13 through 16, inserted the last sentence beginning with if the qualified trade organization. And page 7, line 15 and 16, we inserted before execution of the contract, the marketing campaign must be approved by the department.
Senator Mackey?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, as Labor and Commerce Committee sponsored the bill, these changes made in the Finance Committee actually did some cleanup language that things that were unintended when it moved from Labor and Commerce, and I appreciated the work of the Finance Committee to accomplish those, and certainly do support the CS.
The motion on the floor is to adopt the Finance CS. Senator Ellis.
President, there was a reference made, recommendation by the senator from West Anchorage to amend the bill. I wondered if anyone could, since he's not here, could share what his concerns were that weren't addressed in the finance version.
Senator Torgerson.
Right. We had, in the bill, it stipulates how much the qualified trade organization should have for their support to the tourism marketing, and it has a phase-in, I believe, of that amount, and he wanted that amount to be lowered so that the qualified trade organizations would be required to put up more money to match the state money.
Is the objection maintained to adopting the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 107? Hearing no objection, the Finance Committee substitute has been adopted.
CS for Senate Bill number 107 is financed by the Senate Finance Committee, and I have no amendment.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that CS for SB 107 finance be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we are in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill 107 finance, an act related to tourism and tourism marketing, eliminating the Alaska Tourism Marketing Council, providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I rise to support the bill, but somewhat reluctantly. I just want to note for the record some of my concerns and urge a yes vote at the end of it. I do believe that industry deserves a chance to try, and I do believe that the way we've done it in the past has not been the best way, and so I wish the industry best of luck under the new structure that we anticipate with the passage of the bill. But I do want to note that I am somewhat pessimistic that any plan that relies on the voluntary goodwill of industry and the continued goodwill of government in this somewhat shaky future that we have, is a plan somewhat at risk. And I would encourage all of us to continue to watch what does happen out over the next couple of years to make sure that what we have done and what we anticipate doing today actually has worked. I know a little bit about generic marketing programs, and the one thing that I can say about them is that you need a stable source of revenue out over a long period of time. Because if you don't have a consistency of message and a consistency of effort over time, the generic message that you do deliver is diminished, and oftentimes what you spend is wasted. So I do believe that stability is somewhat at risk in any plan that anticipates a series of contracts and that anticipates a dependency on a source of revenue that isn't a stable source of revenue. Having said that, I do encourage a yes vote, but I would also encourage us to keep our eyes open on the program over the next couple of years to make sure that it does work. Thanks, Madam President.
Senator Mackey?
Yeah, I just want to explain a couple of things. This is a result of the legislature asking the tourism industry to step up to the plate and start paying for some of the services that were carried completely by the state and through general funds and program receipts. And just to highlight just a couple things, what happens under this bill is the state's tourism marketing program gets consolidated into one entity and would be performed by a contract with a qualified trade association. That would take care of all the marketing functions within the Division of Tourism. The Division of Tourism retains its oversight and governmental coordination and advocacy functions within the Division of Tourism. So there still remains a Division of Tourism. However, the marketing aspect is combined with that of the industry. And what will happen is the state will now step down over the next 3 years its contribution to tourism, and the industry itself will step up its contribution. And after a three-year period of time, the industry will be contributing approximately $6 million, and the state would be contributing just over $4 million, which allows for 60% to come from the industry and have a better marketing plan for the state of Alaska as a result. Just for members that are interested in what happens with the fiscal note, in this current year, we're spending just over $7 million in funds for tourism and tourism marketing. That will step down in this next year's budget to $6.7 million, which is a $300,000 reduction. And these are all funds, both general funds and program receipt funds. And then next year, it'll step down by $1 million to $5.7 million. And then additionally, in the years 2002 and 2003, we'll drop an additional $500,000 each year, so at a time where the industry is stepping up their contribution. This legislation is the result of a lot of hard work between the Department of Commerce and the industry itself, as well as the co-chair of the Finance Committee on the other side and in our office working together to try to come up with a plan that is a consensus plan that actually works. I appreciated the comments from the senator from Juneau, whose concerns are actually valid. Until it actually happens, we won't know. This is not an absolute slam dunk, but I can guarantee you if the industry does not step up to the plate in the manner in which they've agreed to in the formula in the opportunity we've given them, that it, in all likelihood, continued state support would probably go away. And I think it's a result of the budget situation that we're in now. So I urge members to support this. I do believe that tourism marketing and having a viable marketing program is good for our state, and we need to give the industry the opportunity to step up to the plate as they said they will. So I urge members to vote yes and support this plan.
Further debate, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. A lot of time and effort have gone into this consensus plan. I just wonder if the folks carrying the bill or more familiar with it can give assurances or any kind of guarantee or any kind of comment on the impact on some of the smaller local operators. I mean, I have a great deal of confidence that the larger operators, the multinationals, the out-of-state operators, and some of the bigger tourism companies here in the state of Alaska will do okay under this new arrangement. They'll be asked to pay more relative to their participation in the industry. That doesn't bother me. Just the uncertainty, though, for the local operators, for the smaller mom-and-pops that have depended in the past on the Division of Tourism staff to speak up in their behalf, against some of the larger interests involved in the ATMC. I'm looking for some sort of reassurance that those folks, the small voice that they had in tourism decisions in the past, mainly through the Division of Tourism staff, that they won't be silenced or have even a further diminished influence on the overall decisions of the group. Now, I completely understand the scale of the market opportunities that the larger operators bring for Alaskans, smaller Alaskan firms to be involved in the tourism industry, and the spinoff effects of that larger, more industrial-scale tourism. But I'm just concerned that the new arrangement may even further limit the voice of the small Alaskan operators in what we hope will be a growing and profitable industry in the future. So if someone could speak to that, I think I'd feel better about my vote.
Senator Mackey.
Happy to respond to that. Those are very worthwhile concerns that were generated primarily from the industry themselves. Some of the small tour operators, a lot of the folks that depend on the highway, they're referred to as the highway traffic people and others, that one of the concerns out there is if you have the major, let's say the cruise ship companies, for example, as a major player and contributor in this, you know, at what risk do the small operators, you know, what risk do they have to not being part of a marketing program? And I can assure you that the Department of Commerce retains its authority to negotiate the components of this contract and must sign the contract with the QTA, the Qualified Trade Association, to make sure that certain components of this generic marketing program do address all of the different areas that are needed in Alaska, regardless of your size. And the cruise ship companies are a major contributor to this. However, it is the one-third or whatever it is that they actually are going to come up with to pay the industry share is such a small drop in the bucket compared to what they already spend. And you don't see Alaska tourism ads featuring cruise ships or anything else. You feature generic marketing of the state of Alaska, that it's not a third world country, and that it is a good place to come and visit, whether you're an independent traveler, whether you come on a ferry or a plane or an RV or a cruise ship or however you come, that Alaska is open for business and has the services to provide. The specific concerns are that if the department doesn't agree with the department has to negotiate the components of that contract with the trade association to assure that all of these different marketing functions are taken care of and that everyone is covered. If the trade association did not agree to the contract, then the department has the ability to do its own marketing program with the funds. Now, the reason why I don't believe that will happen, I can't give you any guarantees or absolute assurances, but the reason I don't believe that will happen is because then we would have a $4 million marketing program that is subject to being axed by the legislature versus a $10 million one, which the industry has to step up to the plate to. So there's plenty of incentive for both the Department of Commerce, who administer this contract and write the contract, and there's plenty of incentive for the industry to step up to the plate, because if they don't, marketing as we know it will go away. And I do believe that it's really a workable plan, that all of the different concerns have been addressed and will be addressed, and I guess the jury is out. It's one of those things that we'll revisit if one side or the other drops the ball on this, but I believe there's plenty of assurances and incentives to make it be successful.
Further debate. Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 107 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Will the secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Bill 107 Finance has passed the Senate. The vote was 17 yeas and 1 nay. Senator Mackey.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the roll call and passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective dates clauses. There are more than one.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage for committee substitute Senate Bill 107 Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
CS for House Bill number 27, HESS by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, and aggravating the financial aid received for medical education and financial aid received by students participating in the Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education Professional Student Exchange Program relating to the Western Regional Higher Education Compact, providing for an effective date. Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considers the bill. Signed, no recommendation. Senator Miller, Chair. Senators Wilkin, Pearson, Elton. Senator Pete Kelly, signed, do pass. Finance Committee considers the bill. Recommends a Finance Senate CS, signing, do pass. Senators Torkelson, Parnell, co-chair. Senators Phillips, Green, Pete Kelly, Adams, Lehman, Wilkin, and Donnelly. Rules recommends calendar. Sign the report. Senator Tim Kelly, chair. Senators Miller and Pierce. Senator Lehman, signed calendar and do pass. Senator Ellis, signed under other recommendations. There's a Finance Senate CS.
Senator Torkelson.
Thank you. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Finance CS has been adopted.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 27, Finance by the Senate Finance Committee. I have no amendments.
Senator Mackey.
Move national unanimous consent that Senate CS for CS for HB 27, Finance be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
Senate CS, CS House Bill 27, Finance, and aggravating the financial aid received for medical education and financial aid received by students participating in the Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education Professional Student Exchange Program relating to the Western Regional Higher Education Compact, providing for an effective date.
Is there a debate? Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate Committee substitute House Bill 27, Finance, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Would the Secretary please record the roll? Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 27 Finance has passed the Senate. The vote was 18 yeas and 0 nays. Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of the bill be considered the roll call and the effective dates.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage for Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 27 Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses. Madam Secretary?
Citations. Honoring East High School Thunderbirds boys basketball team. Honoring Chuck White. Honoring Bethel High School's cheerleaders and basketball players. In memoriam, Billy Sheldon Sr.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Do we have unfinished business this morning? Senator Parnell?
Please stand at ease just for a brief moment.
Senate will please stand at ease. Would the Senate still stand at ease, please? Senate, please come back to order. We're under unfinished business. Is there unfinished business this morning? Are there announcements?
Yes.
Senator Kelly.
Rules Committee after session for calendaring bills.
Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Parnell.
Just briefly, under request permission to speak on hoopsters.
Senator Parnell, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. With the conclusion of another legislative basketball league and the playoff series, I wanted to make the announcement that the Senate staff hoop team, they're the 1999 legislative basketball champs, and I want to recognize the members of that team, James Iamso Armstrong, Chris the Haas Blaylock, Dave's dog Dave Blaisdell, Tammy, yes we are related, Davis, Ken Busybee Divelbest, Tim way downtown Grusendorf, Wendy, there is no substitute, Linskoog, Julie, not so lucky, Michael, Nairtime Order, Tom Mario Peretti, Wayne, sassy, not saucy, saucier, and Gordy Gonzo Williams. I did want to point out, in the interest of fair and complete press coverage, that the press team's second place achievement was their strongest finish ever. And since there is no trophy that exchanges hands, Madam President, I just wanted to wish the Senate team the best in the upcoming season. Thank you.
Senator Mackey, special orders?
Yes, Madam President, on the same subject.
Senator Mackey, you have the floor.
I just wanted to explain, in case of some of the members of the Senate are disappointed that the legislators didn't win the tournament this year, I wanted to point out that after winning it for like 6 years in a row or some ungodly amount of time and a heck of a streak, more than the Chicago Bulls, there was not a league last year. We did not have it last year, and a lot of us felt that it was a result of the legislators winning all the time. And so in the interest of trying to generate some more interest in continuing the league and so forth, we felt that it was necessary for me to tear ligaments in my ankle and for other members, Representative Hanley and Navarre and others, to retire from the legislature to allow some other people to share in the wealth of basketball league. So we're happy that the league is now once again very successful in operating.
Are there any other special orders? Senator Mackey.
Adjourn till 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Adjourn till tomorrow.